This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
rock
the boat.
Broadcasting live out of Lynchburg, Virginia.
I want to tell you,
and it is hot, really hot here. But it's about 100 degrees. Especially with the black t-shirt on, it just doesn't fly, folks. But we're here, broadcasting live from Virginia. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and my assistant to the right of me, Chaseford. How you doing, Chaseford?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you for being here with me, boiling together in Virginia here, friends. It really is that hot. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Don't forget radio, friends. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Picking up some traction over there, as I've shared in the past with you. I can also go over to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, one fan page, one personal page on Facebook as well. Check out what we got going on there. A lot of interaction. Got about 140,000 friends now. So in saying that, there's a lot of correspondence, interaction going on, and we've been working for that for a long time. So thank you for responding. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites on Facebook as well. You can also follow us on our Twitter account. Chase is knocking that out of the park right now. It is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Again, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are inaccessible today, folks. We are showing you our faith by our works, deeds, not words. 1 John 3:18. All came from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, and George Washington, the first president of the United States, piggybacked that comment by saying deeds, not words, just saying, okay? Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we're going back to the foundations. We're not giving you our opinions. We're giving you facts. And it was George Washington who rightly said during his farewell address, by the way, every school in America used to know this all the way up until 1962, he said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Well, when that goes, guess what? Everything else is going to go. Friends, really what this comes down to in America is we're going back to the foundations. We're going back to common law, the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 18:21, Republicanism, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. We're telling you who we are, so therefore you know where you came from, now you know where you're going, and you're not going to be able to know where you're going until you know where you came from. You get the point. So again, friends, in saying all that to say this, keep in mind when George Washington was talking about religion as well, he was talking about under the umbrella of the Christian religion. Although all religions are afforded asylum in this country, keep in mind we're all ruled by the God of the Mosaic Institution, which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. If you keep in mind, going back to the Revolutionary War, the two flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. And do understand, friends, that 25 of the 56 signers that you had that laid the foundations in which we have 238 years later. As a matter of fact, today I just heard someone say it was 236 years. Who's counting, right? I believe it's 238 if you do your math. You can correct me. I'll stand corrected if I am wrong. But in saying that, interestingly enough, friends, we are a Christian nation. There's no repudiation of that fact. And matter of fact, 78% of America professes their Christianity. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to me on a daily basis, 6 days a week. and probably on Sundays as well when you download our podcast. But in saying that, are trying to figure out where is the 78% of the Christians? Well, let me tell you something, friends. We see the same problem. We see the same error. And do keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than himself, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, it was the religious hypocrites of the day who crucified Christ. And also keep in mind that it was Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of Herodians, the doctrine of government. And he also said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrisies. So we got to walk down that straight and narrow and difficult is the way as Jesus walked, and we emulate him. And it was Paul that said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And that's exactly what we are doing. Isn't that right, America? Everybody's talking about how God has blessed America. Well, friends, with all due respect, he has. Now it's time to bless God, America. It really is. Some might be asking the question, well, Bradley, what you doing in Virginia today? Well, we actually went out and met with some national leaders who are doers of the word, not hearers only, those that like to deceive themselves. But I got together with those that are actually fulfilling the word. And those are the men and women that are blessed, and they are called the friends of God, James 2. And in saying that, what we did is we just got together with the law team, and it's absolutely amazing, friends, that we not only have still the freedom to do the right thing, but it's amazing when you hear these high-powered attorneys talk about how the American people need to understand their foundations because you have so many rights. But, friends, these rights are not being exercised by the American people. And as I've said so often to public school students across this country and college students across this country, if you don't know your founding documents, you don't have any rights. And well, if you don't know your rights, guess what, friends? You don't have any rights. Those are rights that God gave unto you. Read the Declaration of Independence when you get a little time, and you'll find out exactly what I'm telling you is right on. But you have so many freedoms. You have so many rights that are being violated through the ignorance of the American people. You're actually allowing a tyrannical form of government to usurp your rights. And it's interesting, once you get in there and you begin to notice what the laws not only say, but noticing that the law is on your side and we have limited government. I'll tell you what, friends, just get around those that know what they're talking about, and there's really not a whole lot to fear except the apathy of the American people who allow tyranny to usurp who we are as an American people. And there are people out there, and I am encouraged, and as I say so often, friends, that, you know, if I didn't have hope, I wouldn't wake up. But we have to keep in mind that hope is what we do in response to the truth that's been given unto us. And I see there's a lot of hopelessness across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota. Well, the fact of the matter is you have to respond to the truth. And when you respond to the truth, like John Quincy Adams, son of John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said, he said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Don't expect a harvest if you're not willing to plow and plant. It's just that simple. If you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. In America, you are reaping the whirlwind. Not only are you going to reap on a personal sense, friends, but you're also going to reap on a national sense. So in other words, your sins, personally and nationally, there will be a whirlwind sooner or later. Because we need to keep in mind that it rains on the just and on the unjust. In other words, you reap what you sow. And we need to keep in mind, friends, that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, Galatians 6. Now, when we come back, friends, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to talk about the true heroes of the Revolutionary War, laying some foundation for you. We talk about how our forefathers that, you know, they were the heroes. They were the ones that really got the job done. That's true, but who plowed the way? I'll drop a hint. They were called the Black Robed Regiment. They were the preachers that tyrant King George feared more than anything else on earth, and he tagged them as the Black.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail, where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do this stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of hot Virginia today. I just got done meeting with some national leaders, doers of the word, not hearers only. Friends, I left very hopeful. It was Arturius who rightly said, there's no worse death than the end of hope. But America, you need to keep in mind that the hope is found in what you do and how you respond to the truth that's been given. So there's got to be a response. And by the way, those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, also keep in mind that they're considered friends of God. And they do the works because they're justified. They don't do the works to get justified. So keep that in mind. But again, friends, we're in Virginia broadcasting live right now, and it is a hot, hot day in Virginia. So anyways, we're going to talk about the Black Robe Regiment. And as a matter of fact, a couple of the guys that were in the meeting are of the Black Robe Regiment, and this is a national movement. And it's nothing new under the sun, because if you look back during the Revolutionary War and the Revolutionary Times, you'll find that those that preceded our forefathers, not only was it the Mayflower Compact and our forefathers concerning those that came over here on the Mayflower, but also those that actually followed in the footsteps of those that established the Mayflower Compact to establish the Declaration of Independence, which, by the way, does smack of the pulpit, but the Mayflower Compact really smacked of the pulpit. So in saying that, we're talking about the Black Robe Regiment that the tyrant King George was scared to death. He didn't fear anybody else as much as he feared the Black Robe Regiment. And these were preachers that were going across the colonies, friends, during the Revolutionary time, warning the American people and showing the atrocities and the usurpations of this tyrant named King George. And interestingly enough, Tyrant King George named those that stood who he was in his regime, let me say, he labeled them as terrorists. So, again, showing you that there's nothing new under the sun. I want to lay this premise really quick, and I want you to understand that no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Again, if you go to Exodus 18:21, you'll see that we are given a republican form of government. Again, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. And It was William Blackstone, the commentator on the laws of England and English common law, that established, was one of those that helped found who we are through common law. And he was the one that said no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. And as I've shared with you so many times in the past, friends, you are complaining about man's 10,000 commandments because you have departed from God's 10 commandments. So you're seeing the fruit of departing wickedly from a living God. It was also Charles D. Montesquieu who was a part of, well, he was lumped in with this lot as far as helping establish who we are through common law. His name was Charles D. Montesquieu. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We don't have a right to break or defy God's moral law. Now listen to what Alexander Hamilton said. He said, for on my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution he was speaking of, and the enumerated laws. He said, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested. Listen to this, friends. These are our forefathers. These are our signers. Listen to what the President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, number three, in line. He said, the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Of course it is, because it's the Son that maketh men free. Then going to the seventh President of the United States, President Andrew Jackson, he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Oh, I can just hear someone out there right now say, well, Bradley, I thought we were a democracy. Different show, different time. We are not a democracy. Again, go to Article 4, Section 4. Now, let's get over to the Black Robe Regiment really quick. And interestingly enough, we're on the East Coast. We're broadcasting live out of hot Virginia right now. And a lot of our Black Robe Regiment, well, these are the guys that were over on the East Coast, as a matter of fact. But I want you to listen to this quote. This is Alexis de Tocqueville. He was a French historian reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s. This is what he found in America. Listen carefully. He said, I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. He said, I ascended to their mountains and went down their valleys. He said, I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, their emporiums of trade. I entered into their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave. Also keep in mind, friends, knowing those, for those that know a little American history, that Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty in New York, that was given unto us by the French. Now, interestingly enough, when we go back to our foundations again, going back to the third president, Mr. Jefferson himself, he was asked to make distinction between American government and European government, and he said the distinction was the difference between heaven and hell. Is that not interesting? Now, speaking of the Black Robe Regiment again, a few years before Dr. D. James Kennedy passed away, I had the opportunity to spend a little time with him at his church in Florida. And Dr. Kennedy, I believe he was probably 70 years old when he passed away, somewhere in his 70s. But he's the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries. You probably still see him on TV. He's been, oh, he's passed away 7 years, probably 7, 8 years ago now. And he's still preaching to the world 7 days a week. His voice yet speaketh, as the Bible talks about. But interestingly enough, Dr. Kennedy, again, who's the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, he's known for stating on national television regarding abortion, while pointing his finger at the viewers. He said 4,000 babies die daily because over 300,000 pulpits in America remain silent. And case in point, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry is the silent church. The professed church, again, keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. The greatest advocate to the homosexual lobby in America is the professed church. And we see them stand down when they should be standing up. But we're not talking about the capitulators, friends. We're talking about the black-robed bad boys called the Black-Robed Regiment. And by the way, they didn't derive their name. They didn't come up with a name and say, hey, let's call ourselves the Black-Robed Regiment. No, that's not what they did at all. They were labeled the Black-Robed Regiment. It was a slur. It was a word to demean them or to demonize them or to polarize them. When in fact, they took it upon themselves and said, that's great. If we're considered to be blackness when we're actually preaching forth the word of God, speaking of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and also the light of men, John 1, then you know what? So be it. Let them call us what they will. They called Jesus Beelzebub. They called him the devil. And Jesus is the one that said, listen, if they called me Beelzebub, and what do you think they're going to call you? So they took it. They were within themselves. They had the internal fortitude to actually bear the reproach of Christ, and they did. And if they didn't do it, we wouldn't be here today. But now what's interesting about Dr. Kennedy, going again back to the Black Robe Regiment and Dr. Kennedy, he told me that while he was holding a large convention at his church, the homosexual lobby was actually protesting him. Isn't that interesting? Protestant has meaning. Instead of the church protesting corruption, now you have the corrupt protesting the church. D. James Kennedy had a particular pastor come up to him and say to him, hey, Pastor Kennedy, I got a question for you. He said, what's that? He said he was kind of shocked that his church was being protested by the homosexuals. He said, why is your church being protested? And Dr. D. James Kennedy said back to him, he said, you mean your church doesn't get protested? He put it into perspective quite quickly, did he not? Yes, he did. Friends, again, keep in mind, Protestant has meaning. We're called to be the light of the world. And guess what light does, friends? It exposes darkness. And rats don't like the light. What they want to do is they want to hang out in the dark. And what happens when you shine the light on them? Well, guess what? They attack, don't they? And it should be a part of everyday life in this country, especially when we have over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent. Can you imagine, friends, what would happen if they began to raise their voice? Yeah, they'd be doing their job, wouldn't they? They'd be preaching it from the housetops. They'd be taking the candle that's lit, and they're not hiding it no longer. Now they are bringing it up to the top, and they're causing the light to be seen by everybody. That's the church's job. Now, interestingly enough, again, speaking of the Black Robe Regiment, agree or disagree, what he said was right. This was Charles Finney. He stated, he was a preacher. He said, brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree, speaking of the church. If there's decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, he said, rightly, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the church is degenerate and worldly, he said, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, Christ, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if Satan rules in our halls of legislation, he said again, the pulpit is responsible for it. He goes on, if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, he said, in truth, the pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, it is. You have a problem with government today, friends? You have corruption in your government? It's because you have corruption in the professed church in America, which isn't the church. Keep in mind, Jesus always made distinction between the sheep and the goats. Read John 6 when you get a little time. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back talking about the black-robed bad boys called the Black-Robed Regiment. These men are to be honored, friends, because they sought not to just dance around the cross, but they wanted to see Christ crowned. And guess what they did? They stayed the course because they understood the power of God unto salvation.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It was Thomas Jefferson again. Boy, this dude just gets in the middle of everything. He said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, he said it expects what never was and never will be. He's exactly right. Folks, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. President Wilson. Number 28, 28th president. Huh. I bet most people don't even have a clue as to who the Black Regiment were. The Spirit of Christ is very much alive, my friends. And the Black Regiment is very much alive. No matter what the administration calls them, no matter how much they're attacked, guess what? They understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They are not called to limit the Holy One of Israel. They are called to call upon the God that said he would answer and show us great and mighty things in which we know not. And it's interesting. I love when I get around people and they start talking about how bad things are and there's just nothing we can do about it. You know what? I guarantee you the same thoughts, the same rhetoric was flying across the media. What we had back then, we had tracts and papers. I guarantee you the professed church in America, before it was America, was saying the same thing. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Yet it was Jesus Christ in the New Testament that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father. And then I can just hear the Spirit of Christ say back to the doubtful and those that have not faith, now what's your excuse? We're not called to limit the Holy One of Israel. The Bible says, who has believed the report of the Lord, to them the arm of the Lord is revealed. And I also want to reassure those that aren't quite sure, I wouldn't be on the radio right now because it's a good idea, because I have nothing better to do with my time. If God didn't answer my prayers and his purposes through my life for you, I definitely wouldn't be here. Because I say this, no devil in hell can take out of you what God has put in you. And I want to tell you what, that is the spirit of the Black Regiment. They're born of the spirit. They're born in the fire, so therefore they don't settle for the smoke. They absolutely believe the God of heaven because God reveals himself unto them. And the Bible tells us again in 1 Corinthians 2:5, he said, we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And when you go over to 1 Corinthians 4, it talks about how the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is not in word, but it is in power. See, we have so many pulpits today, friends, that are trying to get you, you know, oh, look at how wise the preacher is. Oh, look at Mr. All-Knowing. But they don't understand the Spirit of God. They don't understand the anointing, Isaiah 10. They don't understand who Christ is because they know not Christ. They have a head knowledge, but they don't have a heart knowledge. They've read about Christ, but they themselves don't know him through experience. And what is the very gift of prophecy, my friends? It's the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we're called as the church, patriots, conservatives, and Christians, one and the same, all come from the same foundation, Jesus Christ, John 14:6. We need to keep in mind, friends, we need to absolutely keep in mind, friends, that if we're born of the Spirit, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Not the fallen, carnal, reprobate old man. No. We die daily, but our new man is renewed day by day. Let me get back over to the quote by Mr. Finney, speaking of the Black Robe Regiment. He said again, listen carefully. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, he said, the fault is ours in a great degree. See, we're supposed to judge ourselves, Scripture tells us. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the public press lacks moral discrimination, the public again is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, and the pulpit again, he says, is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, in Christ, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, Finney says, the pulpits are responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, he again said the pulpit is responsible for it. Friends, so many times we hear people, especially within the 78th percentile, who talk about how they have faith in Christ. And for some reason, you can't see Christ. And you're trying to find Christ, yet that's all they do when they're around their other brothers and sisters in church, for the most part, for the half hour, 45 minutes that they're allotted to be in the building. Well, you know what? They talk like their brothers. They talk the Christian vernacular, and they talk about Jesus all the time. And then they walk outside to the world that they're called to go out and seek and save that which is lost, and then they forget Christ in the building. Well, no, the point is this, friends, is you can't give what you ain't got. See, if they had the faith, faith speaks regardless. And the point is there's so many people out there that talk about their faith when, in fact, where's the fruit of it? How deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to its own history? Stupid is a bunch of rocks, friends. Matter of fact, it just may be the rocks that have to cry out and praise God for the stupidity of those that should know better. Nowadays, we have effeminate hirelings which have infiltrated the pulpits. Pulpits they have no business occupying. They opened the gates wide. Instead of protecting the flock, they opened the door to the wolves so they can devour. And then they have the audacity to play it down and say, well, we're just, you know, we have the doors open to everyone. That's great. I totally agree from A to Z. But you know what? You're also called to prove the church. Friends, back in the Puritan times, in the 1600s, the 1700s, the 1800s, going back to the 1400s, the 1300s, the 1200s, so on and so forth, all the way back to the church, the apostolic church. Men were proven for 1 to 3 years before they could be a part of the church. See, and here, this is what it comes down to, is a lack of courage boldness and righteousness and holiness within the pulpits. See, they can't preach righteousness, goodness, and truth because they're not partakers of Christ. That's just really what it comes down to. And by the looks of them, friends, I can see why the enemies of God are so encouraged. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you look at these pansies that are up in the pulpits. They're hirelings, and some of them are just straight-up whores and devils themselves. They encourage the enemies of God. Isn't it interesting how they have the same glasses, same haircuts? They all got the big smile on their face. Now, I can't imagine a man that just went through hell with a big smile on his face. But yet they're all completely in standing contradiction of who the Black Regiment were. Those that fought, bled, and died in many cases, literally, to give us what we have today. It was the church, friends. Your history is rich when it comes to our Christian heritage. And the preachers that fought to give us what we have today, the true heroes were those that obeyed Christ to the very end. They weren't just standing around praising Jesus. No, they were obeying Jesus. They were keeping his commandments, not suggestions, friends. Again, as I just said, by the looks of those in the pulpits today, for the most part, easily, hands down, they only encourage the enemy, friends. So instead of preaching against sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept sin, attempting to cover it up with a false grace, Isaiah 30. And in so doing, they teach their congregants, if that's what you want to call them, I say that loosely, to war against the just and the holy God. Read Micah 3:5. And again, what a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during, and after the Revolutionary War. And let me tell you something, friends. They're on the rise again. See, they were causing the colonists to stand up in the face of a tyrant because they understood those that feared the face of God didn't fear the face of men. See, the British labeled them and as, well, of course, the much-feared black-robed regiment, because the British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. See how that works? See, the world will label the righteous opposite of as to who they really are, just the same way they did with Christ, to their own demise, to their own damnation, and rightly and justly deserved. Mighty men were they, of iron and nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call in 1898, Bishop Charles Galloway. Historian B.F. Morris, 1864, said, "The ministers of the Revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. They didn't stand back, friends, when they should have stood up. They stood up because it wasn't within them to stand down, because they were born in the Spirit." See, friends, you don't have to have, "Come to our church this week. We got, you know, a revival." Hey, let me tell you something. Preacher, you can't revive that which ain't dead, and it ain't dead. It's a power of the Holy Ghost, that men might find their faith in the power of the Spirit, not in the power of walking around in your emotionalism, trying to con people into believing something's going on when in fact it's not. You don't need to prop up what God does, but for some reason, these people that have, "Oh, come on into our church, having revival this week." What a joke. Folks, again, I'm on the East Coast, been in a lot of churches over here, preached from a lot of pulpits. What a joke. What an absolute joke. The ministers of the Revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to the carry forward the Revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government. See, the government and the church was leading the way, and government was working hand in glove along with them. Well, why wouldn't it? Because for the whole purpose of government is to do what, said our forefathers? To restrain men from sin. Now we have criminals in government that are advocating the sin that they're actually put into place to restrain men from. No, they're the advocates of it. Come right back, talking about the Black Regiment. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The best free fuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, broadcasting live out of the state of Virginia. And boy, oh boy, is it hot. It's really hot here. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to support the ministry, friends, rest assured we need the support, always need the support to keep us out here doing what we're doing, staying in the face of what's going on, and reaching out to the people, seeking and saving that which is lost. That is the whole purpose of the church. And we are blowing it from the wind, from the housetop, my friends, on a daily basis, as you, our listeners, which are increasing daily, know all the way. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can also go over to our Facebook pages, which are Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean, one fan page and one personal page. Talking about the Black Robe Regiment, the true heroes of the Revolutionary War, if it wasn't for them breaking the way open, Micah 2:12-13, read it when you get a minute, we wouldn't be here today, friends. It was the preachers that were doing their job, paving the way as they were on the King's Highway of Holiness, breaking up the fallow ground and establishing in righteousness, namely the branch of David. Do a little homework. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand, an unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reed shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft, pansy-ish, effeminate raiment. Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage, and such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. That's the church of the day, friends. The ministers of the revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to the carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence did they, the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Completely opposite of what you see today. And by their prayers, said historian D.F. Morris in 1864, patriotic sermons and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil governments. Of course, they work hand in glove. God is the one that established civil government. The army and the country, said he. Listen to this one. Historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. I love it. I love it. See, when you know this stuff, friends, you get all these useful idiots and these bloggers attacking you, but they'll never call into your radio show because they know what you're saying is right. They just want you to believe their stupidities and their ignorance and the rewritten and the revised version of what America is founded. But then again, they're attacking who we are. And yet they're denying that we are. So how does that make sense? It's kind of like an atheist that continuously tries to get people to deny the existence of God. Well, if he doesn't exist, then why are you fighting against him? You get the point. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee from its responsibility to be part of the political process, when in fact, God is the one who gave government again. Exodus 18:21. The church is to overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21, and as our forefathers rightly stated, resistance to tyranny and tyrants is obedience to God. Not just one forefather said that. It wasn't just Ben Franklin. It wasn't just Thomas Jefferson that said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. No, I believe John Adams is a part of that little club as well. And who would know better than our forefathers, friends, who threw off a tyrant? And if you want to see what I'm talking about, read the Declaration of Independence. So let's look at the primitive church in action. And folks, I'll tell you what's needed in America more than anything is Jesus Christ. Again, we don't need to sell fire because fire spreads. And when people are touched by the Spirit of God, rest assured, friends, you don't need to prop them up. Because again, if Jesus is the author of their faith, he'll also be the finisher of their faith. President Harry Truman said the fundamental basis of the nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. He goes on, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Is that true? Oh, come on. Is that true? You know it's true. You can't deny what's going on in this country right now. I don't think anybody can do that. We're doing live radio again, broadcasting live out of Virginia, and I'm just looking at some of the foundational stuff concerning our forefathers and the scripture. By the way, 34% of all quotations and sources that came out of the mouths and hearts and pencils and pens of our founding forefathers directly from the Bible. So the Bible is most quoted by our founders. Again, 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. And then when we go to our foundations, Jeremiah 17:9, separation of powers, immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34, president must be a natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15, witnessing capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6, three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22, tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24, churches are already non-taxable. Again, check out IRS publication 557. And again, republicanism came directly from Exodus 18:21. And what happens, friends, when you depart from everything that I'm telling you right now? Well, go ahead and take a look. You can see the fruit. It's hanging on the trees, America, and it's not good, is it? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. What does the atheist advocate? What does the abortionist advocate? What does the homosexual advocate? Everything contrary to who we are. Who said that? John Adams again said our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Listen to what Charles Carroll said. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Again, we're talking about those that preceded our forefathers, but this is the fruit that fell from the tree of the Black Regiment. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, without morals, which came from Christ, a republic, Article 4, Section 4, cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, what does the atheist do? What does the homosexual do? What does the abortionist do? What does the criminal in government do? Well, they decry the Christian religion. Charles Carroll said, whose morality is so sublime and pure and which ensures to the good eternal happiness are the undermining those that are, in other words, attacking the Christian religion. He said they are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the government and the duration of free governments in this country. It's time that the American people get back to their foundations. It's time that we know where we came from, therefore we know where we're going. And until we get back to it, friends, it really, truly is that simple. Again, as I said at the very first segment, that I'm in Virginia right now, meeting with national leaders. I'm meeting with national attorneys that know their stuff. They're constitutionalists. And it's absolutely amazing when they talk. They're trying to figure out why the American people are allowing themselves to become docile. And that means to become subject to those that mean to rule in so many words, in so many ways. And that's really where we're at today. Friends, it's either going to be God or it's going to be tyrants. There is no in between. But I do want you to know this one thing. The heroes of the revolution, those that were willing to fight, bleed, and die, they weren't just the military. It wasn't just our forefathers. But who preceded them all? It was none other than the brave and the bold preaching from the pulpits. Ministers of the flames of fire. And it was John Wesley who rightly said, friends, listen carefully. He said he used to light himself on fire so the world can come watch him burn. For all those that are out there that call yourselves Christians, you're called to be a minister of flame of fire. Can people see your fire? Can they feel your fire? Because you can't talk about him until you know him. And if you know him, guess what? Those that are around you, they're going to feel the heat, and that fire is going to spread big time. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do consider supporting the ministry, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Do go to our websites, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Back over to Facebook, go to Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, and or follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. I got to say this just one more time. The ministers of the revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, holy men and women of God. Be holy, my friends, was a commandment. Bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic services, and sermons, rendered the highest assistance to the civil government. They work hand in glove, the army, and the country. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Hot, Virginia. Talk to you in 23 from Minnesota. Love you by what we do.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.